Good morning. If you would please stand and join in this morning's opening hymn 271, Standing on the Promises. Now today's a big day, so let's celebrate in song. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises sing. Glory in the highest I will bow and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God my Savior.
Seated. Well, good morning. Welcome to everyone here. So glad to see you and hear you. Wasn't that just wonderful? It's just nice to have a hymn that gets our blood pumping like that one. So we're just glad for that. Glad that each of you are here. A couple announcements as we begin our service. Notice here kind of an insert that is inside of your bulletin. There is a women's conference that's going to be coming up, and there's an invitation for any woman that would like to go and participate in that. Although they're going to need a number of how many will be going. Notice there, if there's 10 or more, that they do get a discount, so that's a good thing. It's going to be in Lynchburg, October 7th and 8th, and I would think this is something that probably need to have put together pretty soon so that they can get those tickets early enough. The deadline for the discount this week, really?
I did some research this week.
Lee?
It's Friday and Saturday. Friday, the October 7th, and Saturday, October 8th. And the deadline for a special $5 off.
Right.
August 31st.
Okay.
$5 to $10.
Okay.
How many people we have.
Okay.
If we have a group of 10 or more, we get a discount on that also. And I was looking at the prices, and for reserve seating, it would be probably around $84 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for Friday and Saturday. And I know a lot of people might not be able to go on Friday because of work schedules and so forth, but we have someone that has been graciously has offered to take the ladies.
Yeah,
and
to drive. Kenny. Right, Kenny.
And he can explain that part of it.
Yeah.
And that he will take a group down on Friday and or a group down on Saturday.
Okay.
And the door's open at 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that get up early, that's not me.
I think so too. Yes. Okay. Yes. Sharing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lee, thanks for all your work in kind of getting that organized. There is a sign-up sheet, am I correct? Okay. 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 Yeah. Yeah. I hope that everyone heard what Lee was saying, though. But if you have more questions, just see Lee after the service. She'll give you all that information. It's a good thing. There's a lot of good speakers that will be there. You could attend. I think the main thing here is you could attend either Friday or Saturday or both if you want it. And there'll be transportation from the church here to this women's conference. Yeah, we thank Kenny.
That'd be Friday evening. I will drive down with the group, and you don't have to spend the night. I will drive back that evening. The doors open at 5:30. So if you want to go to the evening If you want to go to the evening service, not as a lady I've been checking this out, but as a driver, we'd have to leave here about 3 o'clock Friday afternoon if you want to get there for opening ceremony on Friday evening. I think it ends about 10 o'clock Friday evening. We will be making the trip back home if you choose not to spend the night. And then we'll be returning back to Lynchburg Saturday morning by 7 o'clock. So transportation is squared away. If we get a good group, I actually have two big vans, so nobody has to drive by themselves either way. So ladies, I encourage you to go, and we got you taken care of.
Yep. Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that. And like I say, Lee, if you have any more questions about that, certainly just talk to Lee, and she'll make sure that she gets you filled in and informed. Also, I just want to say a special thank you to all those who helped last Sunday with our picnic. Well, that turned out good. It a little rain, but we had that big shelter, and it turned out really nice. So just, again, appreciation for all those who worked to make that happen. Special thanks to our program and arrangements team and all those that are on that team to make that just a success. We look forward again till next year. Having our picnic. It's such a joyous event. And if you didn't get to experience it this year, maybe you held out because of rain, hopefully next year will be better, and I hope that you keep that in mind. Lee? Okay. Okay. If you forgot something there, knife or towel, certainly they have it there in the kitchen for you. So thank you. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Also, just a reminder about Bible study. I do have the Bible study guides that are in now. You can pick that up. There's a box right in my office. If you just go in there and grab your copy and just let me know that you've gotten it. But we're going to begin here on September 11th, 4:30 to 5:30. The time changed a little bit, but hopefully that will convenience more of us. and it will run for 12 weeks. So I hope that you participate in that. I have extra guides still. So if you've been thinking about coming to that and you hadn't gotten with me yet, just let me know. I have a few extra guides that I can hand out. So, and we can get more if we need, but we're looking forward to that. Okay, any other announcements that you want to share at this time? Jane, I'll call on you here in just a bit, okay? Yeah, I know what she's wanting, so I'll call on you in just a little bit. Lee? Yeah, it's me again, Margaret. Okay. Well, we don't have the holly here, so we're going to have to go with holy. Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Lee. Thank you, Lee, for sharing that. Appreciate that. Anything else? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's just a blessing again to come here, Lord, to spend this time of worship and praise here together. Lord, thank you for this big moment in the life of the church here at Moscow. We know we've prayed and discerned. Lord, we've looked to your Spirit to guide us to this moment. Lord, we stand sure on the promises that, Father, that as we have trusted in you, Lord, you will continue to be faithful to this church, Lord, your body of Christ, and, Lord, just moving us forward in the direction that you call us. Lord, we seek to do your will, and we continue to pray your blessing upon this body of believers. Lord, we thank you for John, who is with us today, and Lord, we just pray that the events of this service will just glorify you, but most of all, Lord, that we will just be able to sing and praise your worship, Lord, and your goodness and your love to each one of us through it. Father, we just give you all praise and thanks. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Will you join me in this morning's call to worship? You'll find this in the inside of your bulletin. Let's stand together. This coming from portions of Psalms 34. Psalm says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. Let's turn our hymnals to page 213, Because He Lives.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He come to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. How sweet the
special about a hymn that you can just kind of close your eyes on and just sing the words. We know it so well. This is one of my favorite hymns, Because He Lives. He holds our future, doesn't He? Our future is uncertain, but our certainty is in God, and He is a certain thing. We certainly can trust in Him and be sure that He holds our future here at Moscow. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, because You live. We trust in You. We know that You are there, residing in heaven, watching over us, Lord. And Father, we thank You that You are always looking over us and that we can always trust in You. Lord, these are dark times in which we live, dark days. There's much confusion which Satan has sowed upon this earth. But Lord, we can trust in You and Your truth. Lord, we can look to Your holy word and You guide us. And Your Spirit is like a hand upon us, guiding us each and every day. And Lord, we trust in You. Father, we have great hope because, Father, You live. Thank You, Father, for this living Savior which we have and that we praise here this morning. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to take just a couple minutes to gather up any of your prayer requests or praises that we'd like to share. A couple, just want to continue to have you put on your prayer list and continue to be praying for. First of all, just the name Faye Hall, would you continue to pray for Faye? She will be going for eye surgery on Tuesday this week and certainly will need your prayers. A very delicate sort of surgery. They're going to be removing a tumor from her optic nerve And so very tedious. She said it could take anywhere from 5 to 8 hours of surgery at UVA for them to remove that tumor. Just pray that that surgery goes well and that through this, Faith's eyesight will be restored. So she said it's a delicate surgery. It's also somewhat risky. There'll be around a lot of arteries and things like that she said she would just really appreciate you being in prayer for her, that would go well. So please continue to pray for her. Also, just a thing of joy, the flowers here that we see this morning, Janet brought them to share with us this morning, and they are in memory of Beverly, her husband Beverly Good. And he pastored here as well as Elk Run for a while, and of course other areas, other districts, I think, also. So we just celebrate his memory, and Janet, thanks for sharing those with us this morning. Jane, I know you have a blessing that you would like to share, and I'll let you do that now, Jane. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jane. We just thank the Lord for that good report. I know this has been just a long journey for you in recovering from this, very long. But praise the Lord for that good result. That's just a wonderful news. And we just can tell you, pray you continue to get good results like that as you go back for checkups. So thank you, Jane, for sharing that. We're going to continue to pray for you, though, and lift you up in prayer for this healing. So, thank you so much for sharing that. Are there other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share? John Radibush, if you would keep him in your prayers. John had an issue with a cow that was angry at him and got kind of pushed to the ground, shoved to the ground, and then pummeled a little bit for a couple minutes. John told me he'd never seen his life flash before his eyes before, but it happened then, as this cow was trying to get him. So he's sore, he's cut up a little bit, but praise the Lord, he doesn't have any broken bones. And he was just thanking the Lord for that. It's just going to take a little bit to get himself kind of back going. You know, John had just gotten over a pretty bad back issue. And so he said, though, he didn't have any pain in his back right now. So praise the Lord for that as well. John's also going to be having a surgery coming up next month. He'll have a knee replacement, so we certainly want to be in prayer for him for that too. Just thankful that this incident didn't delay the surgery for his knee replacement. So we just thank the Lord for that. Other praises or prayer requests?
I'd like to remember a man named Tim.
Okay.
He is over at UVA.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then he had a real severe attack. They thought it was a stroke, and his eyes are open, but he's not really awake.
Right.
And so they get good news and then they get bad news, and good news and bad news. So keep them in your prayer.
Okay. I pray you heard that, but Tim, who's at UVA, just a prayer request for a man named Tim who's at UVA for a heart transplant, that he recovers from that. So. Other praises or prayer requests? With that, I'm going to have our ushers to come forward to collect our tithes and our offerings. Thank you. Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me? Grace, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. These offerings, Lord, that we bring forth to your throne room. Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless us, this church, Lord. Bless the Moscow Church as we seek to serve you, Lord. We seek to be faithful to your word. Lord, we seek to follow your guiding spirit. Lord, just pray that you put your spirit within us to be diligent in how we use these offerings, Lord. And Father, that all we do, that we glorify you and lift you up. Lord, we pray for those upon our prayer request list, Lord. We lift these names up to you and pray, Father, that your hand will be upon each one of them. Lord, those that are going through treatments and, Lord, those that are dealing with real sickness in our body. Lord, we just pray that you will have your hand of healing to touch them, Lord, and just lift them up in their time of need. Lord, we thank you for the good praises that we have. And Lord, the testimony of those, Lord, healings and miracles that you're continuing to work in this body. And Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, we pray too that you bless us as we move into this blessing forward service, Lord. We pray that you be with us through that, Lord, and encourage us as your church. And Lord, again, fill us with your faith as we look forward to the next step of what you have for us here at Moscow. Lord, pray too as we enter into the communion service, Lord, that we pray, Lord, that you speak to us through that as well and draw us close to you, even through those elements of communion. Father, most of all, we just glorify you here this morning. We praise your Son, Jesus. We worship him and thank you for the one that was willing to give his life for us. Lord, in and through him do we have life and forgiveness of sin. Lord, we have a hope of eternity with you forever because of the work of your Son and his cross. And Lord, we give you much praise for that. Bless us, I pray, even as we just dwell upon that thought, your Son and his cross, Lord, as he was willing to suffer for us. Father, I think that carries us well into communion. We just praise you now. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to play for you a recording. When COVID hit, I was able to, Gene Armstrong, you know, used to play organ and piano for us here, but she's been absent for a little while because of cancer diagnosis that she's been fighting. But I was able, before she got diagnosed with cancer, she did a lot of recordings because the services were mostly online or, you know, they weren't here in person, and so she was making some recordings of her playing the piano, and I was able to get, I believe I have 70-some recordings that Jean did here at the church. Just amazing, and that has blessed us, certainly blessed us through that time of COVID, but I think it will continue to bless this church as we have these recordings, and we can call upon them and use them. And so special music this morning, I know Jean is not here, I know she's going to be listening to this online, is Jean Armstrong. And the song I'm going to share with you is Beneath the Cross that she recorded here. So Jean, I know you're listening to this. We thank you for blessing us with this music, and we appreciate you being able to share through this recording special music with us here today. Thank you. We just so appreciate Jean and all that she has blessed the church with through the years here with her music. We certainly want to keep praying for Jean. These past couple weeks have been difficult on her. And so we want to continue to pray for her, send her a card, and just continue to lift her up in prayer. So thank you, Jean, so much for recording all this music for us. Okay, we're going to enter into our communion service now. I'm going to ask the deacons to come forward. I'm going to ask the congregation to stand. And the way we've done this in the past is we'll start at the front, and then you can come forward and to receive the bread and the cup. And then for the front row, you won't need to go around, but the rest will kind of come back and seat yourself beside the wall there into your seat. Okay, we can begin now. We'll go ahead and start. John, you can begin. Pauline. communion service is important because Jesus gave it to us. He commanded us to do this in remembrance of me. It was an act of remembering. He did not want us to forget the gift, the offering that he was going to make for us on the cross. And he wanted us to remember, so he used elements that would be familiar to us, the juice and the bread, as representing his body and his blood that was broken and shed for us. And so we do this in remembrance and as we take communion. Scripture I'm reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And it says, "For that the Lord that which I also delivered you said that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let us just have a prayer for the blessing of the bread. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this bread in which it represents, Lord, your brokenness, your body that was, Lord, put upon the cross for us, Lord, nailed there. Your side, Lord, pierced. Father, we thank you that you were willing to take upon yourself the punishment of our sin. That, Lord, that punishment was great and the burden was great. But yet, Lord, you were willing to do so. And this bread which we have in our hands, Lord, represents the brokenness of your body. That love, it speaks of that love which you were willing to give to us. So that, Lord, we might have life. We might have forgiveness of sin. Father, we thank you for what this bread represents. And as we partake in it, Lord, I pray that we are mindful and remember what Jesus did for each one of us. We give you praise now on the blessing of this bread. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. The statement of faith for the bread is this bread which we break, this bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. Is the communion of the body of Christ. Take and eat. Scriptures say that in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us just have a prayer for the cup. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this cup which represents your blood. Lord, your scriptures tell us that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And Lord, it would take more than just your broken body upon the cross. But Lord, it would take the giving of your life that our sins might be forgiven us. And Lord, you were willing to shed your blood and to give your life for ours. Lord, we thank you that you were willing to die in our place, that you were willing to suffer our death, and that, Lord, even as you receive death, Lord, we receive life at that moment, an exchange. And Lord, we're thankful that your blood cleanses all our sin. Lord, we can be sure that it was finished there upon the cross. And Lord, that our sins were totally and fully forgiven, no matter how great they may be, that Lord, your blood cleanses all sin. And Lord, as we drink this cup, we know that all our sin has been forgiven us because of your sacrifice. Thank you, Father, for this cup and what it represents. Might we be continually reminded of that each and every day. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. The statement for the cup is, "This cup which we drink, this cup which we drink is the communion with the blood of Christ." Is the communion with the blood of Christ. Take and drink. There's a little holder in the front of your pews or if you're on the front row behind you, or you can just set it there on the front. Okay, you may be seated. You can, yeah, thank you, deacons. I've said before, it's kind of mixed emotions. It's joy and sorrow all at the same time. It's happy and sad. That's kind of the way I've explained it as we move through this time of transition, of separation from the church of the brethren. I shared last week that this church, the little white church, was erected here in 1854. And sometime after, I guess it would officially be Church of the Brethren, and has been ever since that time. There is a lot of history between Moscow Church and the Church of the Brethren. And there's a lot of connection, relationships, and memories. So it's with joy and with sorrow all at the same time. It's joy that we know that God is guiding us and directing us into this a new direction. But it's with sorrow, too, that we find ourselves separating away from the Church of the Brethren. Also, there's joy in it. There's sorrow and separation, I should say. And this person, John, that's going to be coming up here and sharing with us, our district executive, has certainly been a joy to me. And I have been blessed that he has been my district executive. How many years now, John, have you?
About 10 years?
Okay. So about the same amount of time as I've been here installed as pastor at Moscow, John has been...
You were first installation.
John was the first installation John performed. And John, you did a good job. It lasted 10 years. And I hope it lasts a lot longer.
I do too.
It's kind of when we perform weddings, you know, we want them to last, right? Yeah. We pray that they'll last. And certainly, it's been a good experience for me. But John has been a blessing, I know, not only for me as a minister, but so many other pastors in the district. He has been a blessing, and I think that's the sorrow part, to see some of these ties break. But we're not going to be too far down the road, and he's not going to be a stranger by any means. Certainly, a lot of these friendships and opportunities to continue to work together and the mission of serving Jesus, there will be more opportunities to do that. We may be eventually part of another denomination, but we can always work together hand in hand with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And so it's that joy and sadness all at the same time. But with that, I'm going to invite John to come forward to lead us in our blessing forward service. And I think he has some remarks he wants to share with us, as well as there'll be some document signings at the end of the service also. So, John, come forward now. Don't forget to turn your mic on. Okay.
Yeah, I had forgotten that my first act as district executive in August of 2012, Darren. Darren, I was here at Moscow performing the first installation service. At that point, I'm not sure I didn't do what I was doing. I'm still not sure, but at that point, I've had 10 years under the water since then. I think the communion service is particularly fitting as we go forward together, serving different denominations. The one thing I've learned about the Shenandoah District, we're so proximate to each other. We're neighbors and friends, relatives, families, and that doesn't stop. And so the question that I'm still continuing to grapple with, what does it mean as we separate? How will the relationships continue? We know organizationally, we know for certain there will be a separation organizationally. But how does one measure relationships, and how does one measure shared vision around those things which we share in common? That's going to take some time to sort out, but I have a great deal of confidence that we'll find our way together along those issues. This morning I come with the intent, not the intent, with the, I will be presenting what's called a quitclaim deed to Moscow Church of the Brethren, and what that is, it renounces the Church of the Brethren's interests in property or any assets that are maintained here at Moscow. That includes the property, monies, artifacts, anything. The Church of the Brethren says we no longer have a legal interest in those kinds of things. There's no signature necessary, actually, Darren, anybody at Moscow. It's the Shenandoah District taking that action, say, we renounce. It's called a quit claim deed. It's legally what's done in the state of Virginia. I think community is an appropriate way of entering into this time together, reminding us that we serve a risen Lord together, no matter what the context and no matter what particular format we find ourselves in at any moment. This is to remind us that Moscow has completed a seven-step process. It was an extensive process that Moscow went through along with other congregations who have withdrawn. Moscow voted twice, so it was done with the intent of being transparent and honest with what was going on and giving everyone who wished to a voice in that process. Moscow voted, first of all, after a series of conversations with the board and a letter from the board, first of all, voted to enter the withdrawal process. Then there was another series of conversations which people had a chance to express their opinion. The final vote to withdraw was also held, and both those indicated an overwhelming desire to move forward in this direction. And this is a moment of recognizing the will of Moscow Church of the Brethren. This process was passed by District Conference, Shenandoah District Conference in 2019, with a hope that would never have to be used. But if it were, that we were able to bless each other as faithful followers of Jesus together. It is to that end and in that spirit I stand before you today. There's no better scripture than Numbers 6, 24 through 26 to illustrate this hope. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless. This is a prayer of well-being and wholeness for the community gathered at Moscow Church of the Brethren. This comes as a divine gift and is a sign of God's favor, God's blessing. Keep. May you be kept safe in a place of safety. This is a promise of God's protection from evil. And that is our deepest prayer during this moment. May God's face shine upon you. That's a powerful phrase. It has to do with the glory of God, the light of God. May God be favorably disposed to you. May God's benevolent disposition be on full display. May the light of Christ, the light of God, shine brightly in Moscow. May God give you peace. This is not simply the absence of conflict. Peace in Scripture is much deeper and richer than that. It has to do with shalom. May you experience the fullness of the blessing of God in all its wholeness, in all its meaning, and all its power. May God give you peace. It is in that spirit I would invite, is it the church board chair who will receive the deed, the trustee, whoever it is that the trustee, the church board chair? Why don't I just come down here? It is in that spirit of blessing that I present to you the deed, the quitclaim deed, with these words. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen and amen.
This is a big moment in the life of the church here at Moscow, and we look forward to what good things lie ahead for this church as we continue to discern the direction where we might find our final resting place, whether it's in a denomination or independent. We still have to kind of work some of those things out, and we will do it as a body, a group of and come together and reason and pray and continue to seek the will of God. But this is a big step, and I appreciate all of the members that have come together to discern God's Spirit through this. We've done this as the body of Christ. We've not did it independently, but we've done it together. And that certainly allows us to know that God is guiding and directing us as we seek His Spirit. Okay, let us just stand now in our closing hymn, which is the Hymn of Promise. You'll find this in the insert of your bulletin. You have to squint to see the words, I believe, but hopefully you can make them out. It's a beautiful hymn. Just talks about that there is always new life. And I think it's so appropriate as we close this Blessing Forward service with this hymn. Hymn just so fitting. It just speaks right to our moment. From the past will come the future. What it holds, a mystery. But we know that who holds the future? We sang that earlier, right? God holds the future, and we trust in Him. There's a mystery about what will happen yet, but we know that God is guiding us and directing us, and in that we have a firm foundation in Him. So praise the Lord for that. Let's just bow our heads, prayer, blessing as we go. Gracious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, just thank you for this service of worship, a service of blessing forward, Lord. We look forward to what for would you have for us right here at Moscow, Lord. We pray that we continue to seek your will, and Lord, even as you've done, and we've seen already just this unity that is within the body here, I pray you continue to draw us closer together as your body, the body of Christ, and Lord, that we come forth from this process stronger than even before, with a clear purpose and vision for, Lord, what you desire for us here at Moscow. Lord, we praise you. We pray that in all things we've done and said, that truly your Son was glorified. We lift him up. Lord, bless us, I pray, as we go forth from this place. We pray a blessing upon the Shenandoah District as well, and pray that God will continue to use the Shenandoah District and the Church of the Brethren in a powerful way. Lord, we just give you praise and glory. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.